Charles just mentioned a very important aspect of any company, which is the business model. Some of you might have heard me talk about the fifth wave of computing, which is probably the best example of how business models can make and kill companies. The five waves of computing are mainframes, which were dominated by IBM hardware, the minicomputer dominated by DEC, a company that doesn't exist anymore, workstations dominated by Apollo and Sun. Neither company exists anymore. Sun was just bought by Oracle. The PC business, which was the fourth wave, and the only wave where a company, i.e. IBM, was a leader in two waves, in mainframes and in PCs. But there is no case in history where a lead company in one wave ever became a lead company in the following wave. And the interesting thing that we're witnessing at the moment is another one of these wave changes from the fourth wave, the PC wave, to the mobile computing wave, which is just upon us now. What normally happens in these mega trends, these mega changes, is that the new wave isn't just a new wave that adds to previous waves. A new wave normally kills the previous wave. To such an extent that often they get either completely wiped out or they become a very minor segment of the computer industry, as indeed has happened with mainframes. Mini computer workstations have practically disappeared, and my prediction is that the PC architecture, not necessarily the form factor, will die and disappear over the next few years. Why? It's always the same reason. It's a business model reason. It's that the business model in these mega waves that are, you know, very big waves are very, very different. The type of companies are very different. The way you buy and sell are very different. So in the case of the mobile architecture, for example, if you take a local example of microprocessors, in the mobile architecture, people do not buy microprocessors. So if you have a very successful microprocessor company like Intel, which without a shadow of a doubt makes the best microprocessors in the world, but people don't buy microprocessors, you don't have a business. So my prediction is that Intel will actually lose the terminal business going forward. They will continue, of course, to be very successful in the cloud business, and the new business has an interesting split into cloud computing, into the server side of things, and the terminal computing, which I think will all go Arm's way. Now, why has Arm been so successful? Arm's business model is not one of selling microprocessors, but licensing them. And therefore, the microprocessor fight in the terminal business is not Intel versus Arm. It's Intel versus the rest of the world, because ARM processors, of course, are built by Qualcomm, Sony, Toshiba, TI, Samsung, LG, and all the other 200 licenses that that ARM has. So the fact is that this has been so successful that this year not only are there now more ARM microprocessors in the world than human ARMs, about 20 billion, but this year, the value of the ARM chips that are being sold by all these different companies that ARM collects a license fee on has overtaken the Intel microprocessor sales in dollar terms, not just in numbers. In numbers, we've been outselling Intel 10 to 1 for many years, but in dollar terms. So do make sure that whatever business model you think about is a business model that's appropriate for the main trend in your industry during that time.